Welcome to Heal Yourself, Change Your Life. My name is Brandi Gilmore, and after recovering from my own life-changing injury, it's become my mission to share with others the same discoveries I made that changed my health and my entire life. Our minds are truly incredible. The placebo is proof of this. Each week, I will take this simple awareness to a whole new level. I will even coach live callers to free themselves of physical pain using only their mind. And then I'll provide you with a combination of practical and spiritual insights that you can use to master your mind, your emotions, and your energy to help you heal your health, yourself, and your life. Let's begin. Hello and welcome. I just love that you are here. And I have to say, you are going to love today's episode. It is just so sweet. Our volunteer is hilarious and fun and sweet and insightful. And it's just a really powerful episode on a lot of levels. Just, you know, insightful when it comes to relationships. Also, it's really insightful when it comes to the awareness of transformation, just, you know, how much our health is really giving us a message to change, and how that change that we make will really ultimately impact our lives in the short term and also in the bigger picture. And so I love that you'll be able to get a sense of that from this episode, because the transformation that comes from really changing and changing a health issue, but then also changing the energy and mindset and emotion that goes with it, is really profound. And part of the reason that the transformation that comes from healing yourself is so profound is because it does take genuine change. You know, to get a real result, you have to create a real shift. You can't trick your body. You can't change for a minute. You can't say you've changed, but not really change. It takes real, genuine change at a deeper level. But it's huge. I mean, it's life-changing on so many levels. Even the small changes create a real ripple effect in your life. But bigger changes, of course, create an even bigger effect. You know, looking back on my injury and through my recovery and all of that, I mean, I feel like a completely different person. I mean, and I am, you know, I think in a different way. My worldview is different. The way I feel is different. I mean, I really, when I look back, don't even really feel like that was me in some ways. And don't get me wrong, there are still some patterns that are the same, you know, some things that I kept. Basically, I kept the good ones. You know, for example, I've always ended up being somebody who's figured things out and then shared with others. You know, even I did that even when I was in like high school. I finished high school early and I ended up helping others. And then I also started doing network engineering at a young age, bought my first house at age 19. But even when I started doing network engineering and working in telecommunications and all of that, at both companies that I worked for, I ended up discovering something that was really helpful to others. So then I ended up writing like a manual to then help others be able to do their work better and more efficient, or test circuits out better, or, you know, all that techie stuff. But that was something that I've always done. If I look back, I see that pattern very clearly in my life. And then, of course, when it came to my health, it was like, okay, well, figuring it out, then figuring it out and sharing it with others to be able to do, you know, obviously releasing pain and shifting health issues like this back to back is something that's never been done. And so that's really fun also. And so, you know, basically I kept the good things. And don't get me wrong, like, I am always working on different things. I plan to continue to evolve and shift and change till I'm 100 and something years old. You know, to me, it feels good to really work on yourself and continuing to grow. So either way, point being is that as you change and as you change your health, the transformation that comes from that real change is just freaking awesome. And you're going to see that in today's episode, because our volunteer, Carolina, She's just wonderful. She's vulnerable and sweet and sharing and funny and just beautiful. I'm telling you, you're absolutely going to love her. I also do want to warn you, there are a few sensitive spots as we go through this episode where you'll actually hear me even offer to change her name. But we didn't end up doing so because we really didn't need to. I mean, she just maneuvered through this so beautifully. It's really impressive, impressive transformation, impressive awareness. I mean, really just beautiful. Also, really quickly, before we dive in, I do want to warn you that there are a couple places in this episode where I could sound quite insensitive. And I want you to keep in mind that I do that for a reason. You know, if you've listened, I've explained it in past episodes, but in short, you know, if somebody's working on shifting something and they say something that could be a bit vulnerable, if I respond much to it, then ultimately I'm going to be adding my energy to the problem, which will then make it even harder to shift and or even impossible to shift. And so she wouldn't get the results. She wouldn't be able to release the pain that she's been experiencing, and she wouldn't make the transformation. And so for that reason, when she does mention things that are quite vulnerable, you'll hear me just say, oh, or that's not a good idea. Okay, like it sounds pretty insensitive or something like that. Like I don't care, but ultimately I care so much about her being able to heal and shift her health and transform her life and all of that, that I just withhold any responses to help her to do that. And so that said, you'll want to keep that in mind as I dive in to begin working with Carolina. Here we go. Hello. How are you?
Excited, nervous, all in one.
I love it. Excited, nervous, all in one. Fabulous. It's wonderful to connect with you.
Yeah, Val, thank you very much.
Thank you. And do I say your name Carolina, Carolina?
Carolina.
Carolina. Beautiful. Yeah. I love it, love it. All right, so what can I help you with today?
Oh, God. The biggest issue I'm facing at the moment is chronic pelvic pain, which I have been facing for the last 2 years. For the first year, I didn't even know what it was. Went from one doctor to another, had every single test under the sun. Everything was eliminated, and it came down to chronic pelvic pain.
Okay.
Eventually, someone suggested a diagnosis, which doesn't really mean much, which is levator anus syndrome, which means the pelvic floor muscle isn't working and is full of tension and won't release. So my pelvis is stressed.
Okay. Okay. And bingo. All right. So I'm going to ask you to breathe. And if I ask you your level of chronic pain, pain in it right now, what level would you give it? 0 to 10?
Today is around 4, which is pretty good.
Okay. Bingo. And if I ask you your husband's name, what's your husband's name?
Paul.
Paul. Okay. And how long have you guys been married?
Only 8 months.
Okay. 8 months. And how long ago did you guys meet?
3 years ago.
Years ago. Beautiful, beautiful. Congratulations on the wedding.
Thank you.
I love it. 8 months. So you guys got married during this whole COVID craziness?
Yeah. It was crazy.
Beautiful. And how was your wedding?
Very small, obviously. but really nice. So yeah, it isn't my first marriage. So I've been there and done that.
Okay. And okay. So beautiful. So I'm going to ask you to breathe. All right, so here we go. All right. Okay, so we're just going to go where the wind takes us, where the energy takes us, okay? So just, I'm going to ask you to breathe and just relax. And any feeling of nervousness, we'll figure it out at the end.
Okay, I'm fair? Still a bit nervous.
Okay, so, all right. Here we go. So we're just going to, so I'm going to ask you to just breathe and relax, and we're just going to go wherever it goes, and then we'll figure it out at the end. Okay.
Sounds good to me.
Bingo. Give me 1 second. Let me see how I want to do this. Bingo. All right. So I do want to tell you
that I do feel your nervousness, okay? And that if at any point that you decide that we want to change your name to something else, then we'll do that, okay? So you're, so you feel supported and you're good and everything's great. Does that sound good?
Yeah, sounds good.
Okay, perfect. All right. So I'm going to ask you to breathe. And all right. And so if I ask you, we're going to just dive right in. Here we go. All right. So I'm going to ask you, how is your intimate life with your husband?
It was great at the start. And then I had a miscarriage.
Okay.
And I thought you might say that. And I thought but at the same time, I thought maybe I have dealt with it and maybe I have not, because the start of my pain sort of coincides with that.
Mm-hmm.
I do remember going back to the gynecologist and saying, look, since the miscarriage, I still have a pain. And they said, well, this is nothing to do with miscarriage. Everything is clear. But I'm saying, I still got the pain.
Okay. So I'm going to ask you to breathe. And also, can you take the mic just away from your mouth just a little bit? Perfect. It's giving a little static. But bingo. Okay. So I love your awareness. Okay. And I'm going to ask you to breathe. And I'm sorry to hear about the miscarriage. That's not fun. And I get it. And I'm going to ask you to breathe.
All right, so let's go ahead and pause and just breathe for a second. You know, this is the reason that I warned you ahead of time that it might feel a bit insensitive. You know, I just referred to her experience as being not fun, which of course is a huge understatement for something like a miscarriage, but I did that for a reason, and it was to help her to create the transformation. So you'll see as we continue to navigate through the way that she's really able to transform this into a beautiful way. However, if you are somebody who has had a miscarriage or something like that, you know, I want to make sure that you're not taking this in a harsh way, because again, there's a reason for it and there's an underlying healing that will take place as we go. And I also want to say she has done quite a lot of work on this already, which I can tell. And, you know, each person is really radically different in how I can approach them and work with them and respond to them. And as you'll see coming up, she has quite a sense of humor and playful, sarcastic side, which was really perfect. I use that a lot to work with her, to help her to shift this. And it made her laugh and me laugh, and I'm sure it'll make you laugh as well. Even though we're dealing with a bit of a sensitive topic, of course, it actually, there's quite a few places throughout the episode that it's just, it's funny. So, and of course, there's some sensitive spots as well. And something else you'll want to notice is as we go into this, I do start working with her husband's emotions a lot first. Well, really, ultimately, of course, I'm working with hers, but we're putting his under the spotlight first. And the reason for that is because if I had gone in a different way to work with her emotions first, chances are that her pain level would go up a lot. And of course, I don't want to make her pain level go up. That's the wrong direction. And so that said, we're going to be working with his emotions and how she feels about that. And that's really where we're going. And so my reason for saying that is because if you are somebody who has gone through this situation, again, you might find it a bit insensitive, but there's a reason for it, which helps her to get the real results, which I'll go ahead and explain more at the end so you can see it really clearly. All right, so let's go ahead and dive back in with Carolina.
And if I ask you, by the way, how long you've been into spiritual awareness and all of that, how long would you say that is?
For many years, I've been a big believer in mind-body connection. I just could never sort of get there myself and get that pinpoint exactly where it's coming from. And I may know, yeah.
And once you think you may know what?
Once I think I may not know where it's coming from, and I had a lot of trauma in my past, I just don't exactly know what to do with it.
I hear you. That's I get it. And bingo. Okay, so the one thing we want to think about right now is this. Is that everything happens for a reason, right?
I think so.
Okay, good. everything happens for a reason. So I'm going to ask you to breathe. Bingo. Bingo. Okay. Yes. And if I ask you why you feel like the miscarriage was your fault, why would you say that is?
I don't know. I think there is part of me that thinks it's my fault. If part of it, I think it's my husband's fault. And bingo. Part of it's no one's fault.
Mm-hmm. Okay. There we go. Okay. So I want you to notice the part of you that feels like it's your husband's fault.
Yeah. And he tells me that I'm still angry at him and I deny it.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Yep. That's where we're going. Okay. Bingo. And we are going to the anger. We're working our way there, just so you know. Okay.
Oh, God, I got very emotional. Interesting.
It turns out you have a little emotions there, right?
I think a lot. I always put it down to it happened for a reason.
It did happen for a reason, okay. And bingo. Okay. So bingo. All right, so I'm going to ask you to breathe. I want you to notice the part of you that has tears in your eyes. I'm going to ask you to breathe. I'm going to ask you to notice the part of you that has tears in your eyes. And it's okay. I'm going to ask you to breathe. Breathe. You're okay. You're okay. I'm going to ask you to breathe. You're safe. I'm going to ask you to breathe. And know that you're safe. You're completely safe. I'm going to ask you to breathe. Bingo. Okay. And if I ask you why you feel like it was your husband's fault, the miscarriage was your husband's fault, why would you say that is?
I don't think it's rational. There is no one else to blame.
Okay, so you should definitely blame him. I mean, he's the best. Totally. What did he do?
Well, it was his baby, right? It's only two people involved.
It's fault. Totally. Yep. Makes sense.
Yeah.
Asshole. Yeah. I mean, come on. It's his fault. There you go.
Oh, funny. Well, it's got to be someone's fault.
It's got to be. Yeah, I think him. I mean, that makes sense. His fault. Yeah. That's the best plan ever. Do you think we should write a book on that? Just blame your husband. I mean, it's catchy. I'm going to ask you to breathe.
All right, so let's go ahead and pause it just for a really quick note. You know, first and foremost, I love her sense of humor. She's just so easy to play and be silly and sarcastic with. I mean, just wonderful. And that's also the note on this, is I do want to make sure it's clear to everybody that I am being sarcastic. We love men. Men are wonderful. And there's a lot of playfulness going on. And the reason that I just want to clarify that is just because I know we have so many different countries here and different languages and different cultures. And sarcasm isn't something that always translates between different cultures. And so on that note, I just want to make sure that it's super clear to everybody that we are playing around, but the transformation that comes from this with her husband is actually really, really beautiful. So that's where we're going, and let's go ahead and dive back in.
Okay, and why else do you think it's his fault?
I knew that even if I didn't have a miscarriage, if I had the baby, I knew he didn't want one because, you know, he's in a certain stage of his life. It's too late. It's not convenient. It's just we're not at the place of where we would have a baby. So in a way, I knew that it's almost like a decision.
Okay, so he decided.
He didn't. It was, you know, it was taken out of our hands. But if we didn't have to make a decision, it would have still been a decision to terminate.
Okay, so wait a second. It would have still been a decision to terminate, right?
If I didn't miscarry naturally, it would have been.
Probably
99% sure.
Okay, 99% sure. So just for a moment, can you actually just thank the universe that you didn't have to make that decision.
I did do that, but it still left me with...
Well, not enough. I love that you have a great sense of humor. Thank you for letting me be playful. Yeah. Yeah, and you have a beautiful smile. Beautiful smile. So I'm going to ask you to breathe. And by the way, when you guys got married, how many kids did you guys decide you wanted?
We have kids separately already.
Uh-huh. So when you guys got married, did you guys talk about having more kids?
No, we sort of were saying, okay, we already have grown-up kids. Maybe one day we will, if it's not too late.
Okay. But it was kind of like, we're not going to have kids. We already have grown-up kids. Maybe one day, but probably not, right?
Exactly, yeah.
And that asshole kept his word? Oh, you should be mad at him. So he stayed the same? Oh, now I see why you're mad at your husband. That makes sense. What an asshole. He said something and then he meant it. I know, right?
Yeah. I didn't say it's logical.
Yeah. Totally. I'm going to ask you to breathe.
Thank you.
And it's always nice when we can work through things and laugh at the same time, right?
Yeah.
Bingo. So I'm going to ask you to breathe. Bingo. And now I want you to notice the part of you that feels hurt. And I'm going to ask you to breathe. That. And I want you to notice the part of you that's most upset, that feeling like he is not being compassionate enough and caring enough about the situation. Can you see that?
Yeah, very much so.
Mm-hmm. 0 to 10, how much?
9.5.
Okay. 9.5. And have you explained to him that there's a lot of emotions with it? Have you tried to explain that to him?
I did. And I had a big argument about it, saying, well, how can you not understand what I'm going through? And his answer to that, do you understand what I am going through? We are just dealing with it differently.
Okay. And do you understand what he's going through?
Well, I said to him, it's not his body.
So his feelings don't count. Exactly.
No, that's right. They do count, but not as much as mine. Okay, selfish.
Okay, yeah. Like, that's what I've been trying to say for a long period of time. In a relationship, only the woman counts because she had the baby. The man doesn't count as much, right?
Not exactly. As I said, it does count.
Oh, okay. But not exactly.
Not exactly. I mean, I'm laughing at it. Of course it does count.
All right, so let's go ahead and pause it because there are some really powerful insights right here. And also, I do want to say, first and foremost, I have so much respect for Carolina. I mean, just impressive, you know, for several reasons. I mean, first, she acknowledged her part in it, where she's like, oh my God, selfish, or where she said, oh my God, it didn't make logical sense. And she's acknowledging that. She's not defending it or judging herself or anything like that. She's like, oh my God. And then she's laughing. She's like, oh my God, I'm laughing about that. Beautiful. Awesome job. You know, when you can notice things in your mind and then just process and kind of be light about it and laugh about it, it's just really beautiful. And then, of course, change it, which is, of course, where we're going. But I have so much respect for her to be able to observe what was going on with her own thoughts and to really look at that from a different side. I mean, you know, some people are so resistant to look at the other side of the coin and really see things from somebody else's perspective. And here she is just diving in saying, okay, oh my God, I see it. And again, just so much respect, so impressive, because the reality of it is nobody's perfect. And especially if you think about it, you know, the amount of emotions that somebody does go through when they have a miscarriage, there's a lot of them and a lot of hormones, and a lot of them may not even make logical sense. And I love that she can see that and she can recognize that also, and that she's even willing to look at things from his angle. I mean, again, just so much respect for her, just beautiful. And now for all of the men who are with us today, you know, I want you to notice that she does want him to have feelings. She wants him to share his feelings. She wants that. And simultaneously, she feels like he's a man and he's not supposed to have feelings. And so that can be confusing, but it's also very revealing in that we have a lot of cultural programming where there's this belief that men are supposed to shut down their emotions, which of course isn't helpful for your health and manifesting and your life. And I mean, all of that. You want to, even as a man, get really good at your emotions, because of course your emotions are your energy, and that's your real power that is, you know, of course, coming from within. And so that's beautiful. And you'll also want to get really good at being able to articulate and communicate them in a relationship, because unfortunately what can happen is that a lot of times men will, you know, suppress emotions or just kind of shut down or hold them inside. And what happens is it starts to really create a disconnect in the relationship on both sides. And so if you are somebody who is shutting down in your relationship, you'll want to remember that to create that real connection both ways, you'll want to work on really communicating what you're feeling and getting good at it. All right, so that said, of course, there's more of a transformation that unfolds as she continues, and that's where we're going. Let's dive back in.
But he is dealing with it quietly.
Not. Okay. Yeah. That's what he's doing wrong. So he's dealing with it quietly.
But we weren't dealing with it together.
Do you know what emotions he's feeling?
I think he was very sad. And I think it brought a lot of his past trauma, because years and years and years ago, he lost a baby, which was a baby was born, a newborn, and died. And I think he brought a lot of that back.
Doesn't matter. So anyway, let's move on to your feelings, because his don't really matter, right?
Yeah. So I think we just didn't talk about it. I knew he's dealing with it his own way, and he was expecting me.
Totally. Wait, pause real quick. I'm going to ask you to breathe. Okay. And by the way, just so you know, when I'm kind of interrupt a little bit with a little bit of laughter, it's because I don't want the pain to go up. And I know that right now we want to make sure it goes down. So I'm just kind of controlling the energy of it. So it's more than just being silly. It may seem like I'm just being ridiculous, but there's a logic to it all. Someone asked you to breathe. Okay. And bingo. And so just for a moment, can you have a sense of compassion of what he's going through?
Absolutely, yeah.
Okay. And with the baby who died, they carried to term, correct?
Yeah. She was 1 week old.
Yeah. Okay, so 1 week old. That's okay. And that's got to be a bit hard, right?
I know it was one of the biggest traumas of his life, yeah.
Okay. And have you been there for him? I think definitely the best way to handle it is just be mad at him.
Yeah. No, you've got a point. I don't think I have. I think I expected that I need to be looked after first before I can look after him, as it's my body that's going through it.
Mm-hmm. Okay. I love your awareness. So I'm going to ask you to breathe. But I mean, probably being angry at him is the best plan, though, and blaming him. Like it's his fault.
Yeah, not the best policy. Not my best.
Okay, not the best. And that. Bingo. And by the way, him, how much did he blame himself for the last one?
No idea.
Maybe, bingo. So maybe the reason you guys are dealing with it separately is because you can't hear his feelings right now, what's going on also, right?
Potentially, yeah.
All right, so let's go ahead and pause it because this part is really profound when you stop and look at it. You know, first and foremost, what you can see is that they're both feeling really intense emotions, but for different reasons, and they're also processing them in different ways. But they're both very triggered by this situation. You know, if you think about his emotions in this, this was one of the most traumatic experiences of his life that just got re-triggered. Okay, so he's, of course, got a lot of emotions going on about this. And of course, she also had a lot of emotions going on about this as well. You know, even if you think about it, even in the beginning, where as soon as I started mentioning anger towards him and different things like that, I mean, she was in tears with a lot of emotions coming up. And so it's not like she's been trying to be insensitive towards what he's experiencing. It's that she's had such intense emotions that she couldn't see out, which is a common situation that happens all of the time in relationships. And she's doing, again, incredible right now. And that's the reason I just keep saying, you know, she's just doing amazing, is because she's really actually looking at it in a different way. And when you're in those emotions and you feel really strongly in them, it's very hard to be able to see out of it and see what the other person is really experiencing. And so, I mean, she's just doing amazing at it. But what you'll want to take from this is you'll want to think about the awareness that in relationships all of the time, situations will trigger both people in a different way for different reasons. Or people will have patterns where each person is getting triggered from the other person's pattern, and then both people get frustrated because they feel unheard and like the other person's not listening or the other person's not validating their emotions, when really what's happening is they can't see each other's because there's so much emotional intensity going on. And one person might disconnect while another person disconnects in a different way. But that is so common in relationships, that there is a trigger where each person is triggering each other and neither person can see it from the other side. And when I'm saying relationships, I'm not just talking about romantic partnerships. This could be business partnerships or parents or siblings or a boss or, you know, different things like that. It shows up in a lot of different ways. And so for that reason, we're going to talk about even more key insights that you'll want to incorporate for releasing this or applying this in your relationships. And we're also going to look at continuing to create that healing shift that she needs to have her pain release all the way. So that's where we're going. Let's dive back in.
What's great is it sounds like you have a very conscious man who is aware of his emotions and his past stuff and the things that he has to process. Sounds like it, doesn't it?
Yeah, I don't necessarily agree with the way he deals with it, but it's clearly working for him. I don't know how well it's working, but he's able to move on with life. So,
okay. And well, I would say that it's obviously not necessarily resolved because this happened to trigger it again. Okay. And everything happens for a reason, right? Like you've heard, have you been listening to past episodes? So we talk about how patterns, people end up with patterns, right?
Yeah.
Okay. And that, give me one second. Bingo. And if I ask you how much you've had a feeling of, bingo, a feeling like your emotions weren't respected and you weren't understood, how many years have you been feeling that pattern?
For a while, definitely for a while, for a couple of years now.
Okay.
I think since it happened. Yeah, since it happened.
Okay.
I think I carry.
Okay. And so I'm going to ask you to breathe. being pissed off at him and blaming him is pretty much the best way to go, right?
Well, I guess it's a coping mechanism when you don't know better.
There you go. So I'm going to ask you to breathe. Bingo. That. Bingo. Give me 1 second. All right. So I'm going to ask you to breathe, and I want you to notice your level of pain. What's your level right now? 0 to 10.
Half. What? 0.5.
So nice, right? Awesome job. Who's doing that?
Well, I am, but with your help.
Absolutely. Okay. So I'm going to ask you to breathe. And awesome job, right? Really awesome. And so, bingo. So I'm going to ask you to breathe. Okay. And now I want you to also notice your feelings and how you felt and how he's felt. And let me ask you, in the marriage right now, if you guys learned and used this to communicate even better and to be able to mutually understand each other's feelings in any situation where you can say, here are my feelings and this is what I'm feeling, and what are your feelings and this is what you're feeling, and you can both acknowledge that you guys have different experiences and emotions come up, and that can be mutually okay, and you guys can respect and acknowledge each other's feelings, how would that feel to you?
That would be great. Of course it would be great. I just think I would need to do, it's a bit old fashioned. Men don't cry. Men don't share feelings.
Right? Wouldn't it be great if he didn't have any feelings?
Yeah.
Okay, but wait a sec, I have a question.
Yeah.
Didn't he share feelings with you? Like,
good ones, absolutely.
Didn't he also share feelings on this and tell you that this was something that was bothersome to him?
Yeah, once we had an argument and he got properly angry.
Okay. So
then it came out.
Okay, so, but wait a second, right? So my injury obviously transformed my life, right? Now, it wasn't my injury, it was my recovery. I want to be careful because people are in injuries all the time that they just get stuck in. My recovery and going through it transformed my life. I transformed my life through that, right?
Yeah.
So if you used this for your relationship, because like you said, this isn't your first marriage, right?
No.
But wouldn't it be great to have it be your last one, right?
I'm convinced it will be.
Exactly.
We are great, other than this little issue.
Well, yes, and how's your sex life with this issue?
I think from, you know, it didn't affect him, but it affected me.
Okay. So it's, and not only that, but if you're harboring these feelings of blaming him and anger, how long do you, till you think those start showing up more and more and more in the marriage, especially if you think about it when he has said that you're still holding on to anger towards him, right?
Yeah.
Oh, that's just him expressing his feelings again. We should shut him up, right?
Yeah, but I deny it, you see.
Yeah, so they don't care. Don't be silly. It doesn't matter. Okay, so question for you. How would you feel if you were in a relationship with him and you're walking around and you're saying you're still holding on to anger towards me? How would that feel in the relationship for you?
Not great.
Horrible, actually. Yeah, so even though it hasn't affected you, what about him? And he knows that you're still holding on to that anger towards him. He feels that. You don't think that that feeling will eventually create a wedge in your relationship? If you don't take care of it?
Yeah, it's bound to, isn't it?
It's bound to, right?
Yeah.
Okay, so, bingo. Question for you. How many times have you been married before?
This is my third.
This is your third, right?
Yeah.
Okay, and in the second one, did you think it was even, like in the beginning, was it really amazing in the second one?
It was. It didn't last very long at all.
There you go. It was. So the thing of it is that that's exactly what you said. No, but we're good. It's amazing. And this is the thing, is you got to make sure to keep it amazing. You have to process and really let go of those things. You can't hold on to anger and expect that it's going to be great. Does that make sense?
Yeah, I was trying to convince myself that because I knew that this anger is actually not, is uncalled for. So I think I was in denial myself. Saying, well, I can't possibly blame him. Yeah.
I get it. You know, and that happens all the time. Like even there was stuff that I worked on with my injury that I was like, this emotion doesn't even make logical sense. And that's how was my thought was like, it doesn't matter. But then I realized, oh yeah, it actually does.
Yeah, you know? And then there's part of me. Yes, part of me is, well, I'm a good person. I can't possibly be angry or blame someone that is not some, it's not his fault. So I can't do that. I'm a good person. There is that as well.
Totally. I get it. Part of my thing going through my injury was fear and like an expectation of dying. And I was like, but I'm a strong person. I don't care. Like, I'm fine. This doesn't make any sense. And so I just negated the feelings instead of actually shifting them, which was problematic. So, all right. So I'm going to ask you to breathe. And I'm going to ask you to bring in a feeling love and compassion for him. And I'm going to ask you to bring in a feeling love and compassion for yourself.
All right, so let's go ahead and pause it for a few really powerful insights. You know, first and foremost, I do want to acknowledge her because she's doing amazing with her energy. You know, if you think about it, she's been in pain for the last couple years, and already she's taken that pain at a level 4 and it has it down to a level 0.5. Okay, so really impressive, and she's doing it. Now, so far we've been working on anger and the feelings of, you know, seeing things in a different way with her husband. I mean, there's multiple things that we've been working on. And as you can see by her pain, for her situation, that was a bulk of the issue. And there's more. So notice we just said that we're going to shift over to compassion to her. Now, the reason I'm pointing this out is because for another person with the same type of situation, it could be opposite. You know, the hurt feelings for them could be the bulk of the issue with some layers under that, you know, or it may not even show up in their body at all, or it might show up in a different area. I mean, there's different reasons why it shows up in different ways and in the body. So my point in saying that is that if you are somebody who has unfortunately gone through this type of event, make sure to have compassion for yourself, okay? So, meaning that there's a reason why I'm working with her the way that I am, in the way that I'm doing it. And obviously, as you can see, it's getting the results. And so, that's why I'm working with her in this way. But somebody else who maybe has gone through the same type of situation, you wouldn't necessarily want to work with yourself in this way, because it ultimately depends on the emotions that you're experiencing, because everybody's a bit different. And so my point is to make sure to treat yourself with kindness and have compassion for yourself, which again is where we're going to be going with Carolina now. But we had to shift that other part out first just because the anger was so intense on top of it. And so we had to be able to move that first to be able to get the results. And so again, just emphasizing, if you have been through this type of situation, you'll want to make sure to be kind and gentle with yourself, but also really create a real shift. And also on that note, I do want to say that I've worked with a lot of people who have had miscarriages before, and there's always a reason, even if people can't see it, and a lot of times they can't because there's so much hurt around the topic, but there's always a reason. And sometimes it's the last thing that you would expect. I mean, one woman who had a miscarriage that I worked with had a really strong pattern of self-sacrifice, of wanting to die for others. And she ended up having a miscarriage And it ultimately ended up saving her life because she had this thing about dying in childbirth, et cetera, et cetera. So there are a lot of different things that are going on. There's more than meets the eye, but I'm just wanting to, at this point, show you, because you can see that the bulk of her pain is gone, and we're going to continue going on, but I just basically want you to see that there is a reason that I have been working with her in the way that I have been regarding this sensitive topic, and it is because that's what's needed to be able to get real results. And speaking of getting real results, there's another key insight that's really profound that she just mentioned right here. And it's this. You know, she mentioned that she did have these feelings, but she knew they weren't logical. And so she just kind of negated them. And as I mentioned to her, I did the exact same thing in my life. And all of the time I'll see people where they have different emotions that are going on at the subconscious level, and even they're consciously aware of them, but because they're not quote-unquote logical, they negate them instead of really changing them. And I have to emphasize, this is key, you know? Unfortunately, what's happening is a lot of the reason that people feel like the game of life is hard, you know, whether it's hard towards relationships or even money or life itself or any of those struggles that they have, is because people don't understand that these emotions are key. You know, these little things that everybody's ignoring are game changers, truly. And unfortunately, even what's happening in the spiritual mind-body world is a lot of times what's going on in a big scale right now is that people are just kind of trying to make everything more and more and more esoteric and more, you know, quantum this and this dimension and that dimension. And what's happening is people are trying to expand beyond the ethers and make it super esoteric, and yet not changing their lives, not changing their health, having the same problems, having a lot of hurt, and never getting the real results that they want. And I'm seeing that all of the time. And then what happens is once somebody's been like, oh, the eighth dimension in this and the 15th dimension on that, and then they go, oh, emotions, I'm so far beyond that. And they don't realize that emotions are energy, and they look at emotions like they're small. You know, all of this stuff, if I really break down the technical stuff of this, we can look at the atoms, we look at the way that energy interacts. I mean, there's so many different ways that this is actually happening at a really amazing level, but that it's all connected to emotions that are connected to energy. So point being is I'm not saying that it's not complex, but if we just simplify it with emotions, that's how we get the real results. And so that, of course, is where we're going as we move into this next part and have her start looking at self-compassion for herself. You'll notice some more layers of emotions that come up for her, and also some really powerful insights. Like when it comes to relationships, we'll talk about the trigger test, just a simple exercise you can do to get more awareness and some more things like that that you can use to start implementing in your own life. So we'll talk about that coming up. And that said, let's go ahead and dive back in. Bingo. So again, I'm going to ask you to breathe. So if there was a woman who had a miscarriage and had a lot of emotions around it and felt like her husband wasn't there and wasn't understanding and then was mad at him and angry and, you know, hurt, and then didn't want to have sex, would you judge her?
No, absolutely not.
You wouldn't, right?
No.
So when I said that, look, it looks like you kind of wanted to be angry and wanted to punish him and didn't want to have sex. Do you need to judge yourself for that?
No.
No, thank you. No, that would be silly. Right?
Yeah.
Great. So I'm going to ask you to breathe. And I'm going to ask you, instead of being mean to Carolina, could you be loving?
I can definitely try.
Try? We could try a little harder, please?
I will try a little harder.
Try a little harder. Could you judge a little less and try a little harder on the kindness?
Thank you.
Someone asked you to breathe. What's that?
Pinky promise.
Pinky promise. There we go. I like that. Now that you have a pinky promise, you're gonna have to, that means you have to do it, right? It means you don't have a choice. We all know the seriousness of a pinky promise.
Yeah, very important, yes.
Okay, so I'm going to ask you to breathe. Bingo. And if you knew from all of this, what was most important was that you have a conversation with your husband, you let go of the hurt and the anger, and you guys heal this together, and you reconnect. How would that feel to you?
Yeah, it would be great.
Great. And then... if I ask you, would you like to be more intimate sexually with your husband? Would you like that?
I would. And my excuse was always that I've got a pain.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, I don't want to have an excuse.
Okay. And how was your sex life before all of this?
Oh, great. Obviously, we were just, you know, just... newlyweds, right. And fresh
newlyweds,
and all that. Yeah,
right. And how would you like to get back to all of that newlywedness?
Oh, that'd be great. Yeah.
Okay. And so I'm gonna ask you to breathe. I'm gonna ask you to picture what that would look like, just getting back to feeling connected, feeling loving, really feeling that deeper level of connection again. How does that sound to you?
That sounds good. Really good.
Beautiful. You have a beautiful smile, by the way. Just gorgeous. Just gorgeous. Absolutely. So I'm going to ask you to breathe, and I want you to notice your level of pain. What's your level, 0 to 10?
I don't feel anything at the moment.
Yeah, great job with your energy. Awesome. Awesome, awesome. Okay, now there's another piece, okay? So obviously my goal is I always want to show you where the pain is and what it's doing, and so we focus on exactly that, right? Okay, so now you can see what it was and where it was, right? Okay, now just for wholeness purposes, for just wholeness purposes and happiness in general, I want you to notice the part of you that's still feeling hurt about the miscarriage. Can you see that part of you?
Yeah, a little, yeah.
Okay, and if I ask you, are you ready to let that go? Are you ready to be like back to normal? Everything's happy. You're good and good. Or what do you need with that piece? With that piece of hurt? Are you okay?
Yeah.
Bingo. Okay. So everything happens for a reason, right?
Correct.
And isn't it great that this pregnancy actually terminated so you didn't actually have to do it?
Yeah. It was... At the time, I said blessing in disguise.
Oh, huge blessing. Huge blessing that you didn't have to do it and process all those emotions. Yeah, absolutely. Right? So instead, can you also take it in that universe and divine, all of that, that a baby wasn't meant to be and that it's a great feeling. It's relief. It wasn't meant to be.
Yeah.
Okay, so if you knew that it wasn't meant to be, how would you feel right now?
Better. Yeah, right. Definitely better.
Beautiful. So if you knew it wasn't meant to be and it was like the universe's way of saying, you know what? No, and by the way, also the universe's way of saying, look, let's go ahead and just terminate it naturally so you didn't have to do it. I mean, how great is that?
Yeah. Less painful, definitely.
Oh, less painful, less emotional processing. I mean, just so many things on a beautiful, beautiful level, if you really stop and think about it, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. You're amazing. You're amazing. So... bingo. Great. And bingo. So I'm going to ask you to breathe. And I'm going to ask you, instead of feeling hurt, could you instead take in a feeling of gratitude to the universe, saying thank you?
Yeah.
Okay. Beautiful. beautiful job with your energy. And I think what's left is for you to just kind of process this with your husband. You got your pain gone, which is awesome. And I think, I think what's left is for you to just process this with your husband and really reconnect. How does that sound to you?
Sounds good. A job for the weekend.
What's that?
A job for the weekend.
There you go. Just in time for the weekend. It'd be perfect weekend, right?
Yeah.
A job for the weekend. That sounds beautiful.
Thank you so, so much.
You are so, so, so welcome. Great job with your energy. You're just beautiful. And I love your awareness. And make sure to be nice to Carolina. Don't beat yourself up. You're just, beautiful. Great. Just great job. So I want you to make sure to listen to this, process this and connect with your husband. And it just, and it just keep that marriage really, really beautiful. So it's also a lesson in being married for third time's a charm, right?
And, exactly.
And taking in that message that says, okay, this is what I need to do differently in this marriage, is really keep my feelings pure, authentically, all of the way. And this will last forever the way you guys want it to, right?
Sounds good.
Beautiful. Beautiful, beautiful.
Thank you.
All right. You know what? I have to say, you have really great self-awareness, great self-honesty. And even I just love when we started talking about your husband and his awareness, I love how quickly you got it. Like you got it and you saw it. And that was really, just really impressive. So that's why it was able to shift so quickly, is because you just really just stepped into that. And that was just really, really beautiful and really great job with your energy. So just awesome.
Thank you.
You are so welcome. And it has been such a pleasure connecting with you.
Yeah, thank you. Thanks. It's been amazing. So I was so excited. And thank you so, so much.
You're so, so welcome. And I wish you a most wonderful rest of your day and weekend.
You too.
Making up.
Yes, you too.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye-bye.
All right. So let's go ahead and unpack this even more, because there are still some really helpful key insights when it comes to sex and relationships and healing in general. So that's where I want to go. But first, of course, I really want to acknowledge Carolina. I mean, just a great job with her energy, really great self-awareness, and, you know, just being able to look at both sides of the situation was really beautiful. The fact that she stepped into that fully, because when you stop and think about it, she had a lot of emotions regarding this situation, of course. And by the way, on that note, in the very beginning, I mentioned that I had to work with his emotions first, and that if I started working with her emotions, that it could actually bring the pain up. And chances are that's exactly what would have happened. And the reason for that is because if we started working on acknowledging her feelings and her hurt even more, there's a part of her that would have felt even more like her husband didn't understand and didn't get it and didn't take the time to really hear her emotions. And so it would have actually, at a subconscious level, triggered the emotion to go up, which would have triggered also the pain to go up even higher. And so I just wanted to point that out, because if you are somebody who has unfortunately experienced something like this, and you might have felt like it might not be as sensitive as you would want it to be, and that's the reason for it, is because I didn't want to make her pain go up instead of down. And that was key. And of course, every situation is different, but in the big picture, there's a lot of key points on this topic that can be really healing for somebody who's gone through this type of situation. And so my hope would be that you'd focus on what parts can be healing for you and really take that in kindly and gently to your heart and process that information. And not only regarding this topic of having a miscarriage, but also the relationship piece is so important. You know, when it comes to relationships, you want to get to that place where both people's emotions are equally as important, so you can hear each other. Because again, a lot of times in relationships, people will have
triggers that are directly triggering one another. And then it makes it really challenging because you guys are both hitting each other's trigger. And of course, for her to really be able to take a moment and be willing even to look at this from the other side was beautiful. And then of course, to respect and acknowledge her own emotions, which is again, just so impressive. And by the way, what's also impressive was her follow through. You know, even after we recorded this, she even sent in an email a few days later where she was like, oh my God, yay, there's no pain. It's still feeling great. And she was just so excited. And also she mentioned that her and her husband had a really good heart-to-heart connecting and that they feel reconnected. And that is so beautiful. And when you think about it for a moment, you know, we started this episode out talking about the transformation that occurs from the healing message. And if you think about how much this shift will ultimately change her trajectory, it's huge. You know, if you think about it, she's been holding on to these feelings of hurt on the inside for a couple years. And if you also think about it, her husband has even said things like, you're still mad at me, and still holding on to anger towards me. Now, imagine how their relationship will look 5 years from now or 10 years from now if she kept it that way. Because these are the types of things that ultimately end up ruining a relationship. You know, whether the actual relationship ends completely or whether people stay together, but it's lost its love and it's lost the passion and it's lost the connection and the intimacy and the joy. And it just becomes two people who live together who are angry at each other and hurt by each other, which of course is not the type of relationship anybody would ultimately want to have. And so the fact that she really stepped up and took this change, and then the fact that she also followed through with it and reconnected with him, just beautiful, you know? And so when you think about her trajectory of really releasing that hurt and acknowledging his emotions and not holding on to that anger towards him and where that brings their relationship 5 years from now and 10 years from now and ultimately having a deeper level of being able to communicate and apologize if somebody's, you know, not seeing something or, you know, just having that open communication is powerful. And when she uses this to its fullest, instead of being a wound and dividing their relationship, it ultimately will end up taking their relationship to the next level, which is what she's doing and what she's done. And it's so beautiful because now moving forward, she'll also be more acutely aware that he does have emotions. And if he says something, I wonder what he is really saying. And that will be a change that will likely stick with her throughout her consciousness as well, which, it, again, just adds another beautiful level to their relationship. So just beautiful. And that said, in your own life, you'll want to notice, you know, if you are feeling a bit of distance in your relationship, or if you are feeling like your sex drive is gone, or you find yourself making excuses to not want to have sex, or even if you just feel completely disconnected and have no interest in sex whatsoever in your relationship, it always starts on the inside. There's always some type of disconnect. Sometimes it's somebody saying in their mind, oh, he just doesn't understand me, or he doesn't really care, or she doesn't care, or whatever it is. But these wounds that start with that internal voice end up creating that disconnect. And so my biggest suggestion is that if you are in a relationship where you're feeling some disconnect, look at what you can heal on the inside. Because all too often, people, they go to therapy and they ultimately just want to change their partner. They want their partner to do something different or be different, or it's what their partner's doing wrong. But time and time again, what you'll find when you really look at it is that usually patterns start even before the current partner was there. Meaning that, you know, I've worked with a couple recently who had a major disconnect in their relationship. And he was sitting there telling himself, she doesn't care, she doesn't care, she doesn't care. And so what ultimately happens is that he ends up creating that disconnect in their relationship. Now, when we looked at that pattern of she doesn't care, she doesn't care, it started in his life around age 6. And so that had been occurring in multiple relationships even before the relationship that he's in now. My point being is that if you notice that there are patterns that you have and you've had them previously, instead of blaming your partner or wanting your partner to change, what you'll ultimately want to do is first look within. And that's key. And so with that, I want to give you something that I just call the trigger test. And it's very simple. And the trigger test isn't really a test per se, but it's more about insight. And so if you notice something in your relationship that is bothering you, step one is you'll want to just look at when you noticed that pattern first starting. And if it was prior to your relationship that you're in now. And if it is, then you'll definitely want to really heal that wound from before, because a lot of times what people unfortunately do is they feel stuck in the relationship and they just want their partner to change and they want their partner to change and they're hurt and they're mad and they're upset and they get really stuck in that. They get sucked in to all those emotions. And so with that, the other step is to remind yourself to get unstuck. It's just simply remind yourself that if somebody touches your arm and they just touch your arm, does it hurt? Well, no, right? It doesn't hurt. But if somebody touches your arm and there's already a bruise there, does it hurt? Well, yeah, that could definitely hurt. And so what you'll want to remember is that if that is hurting you, you'll want, instead of taking it out on your partner, you'll want to look at, again, healing that from the inside. And so again, it's not really a test, it's just perspective. But with that perspective, it's very empowering to be able to make that real change that you'll want to make in your life. And that said, by the way, if you are somebody who is in a relationship who might be having a tough time, I highly encourage you to share this with your partner and have your partner listen to this episode, or even sit down and listen to it together. And really just talk about feelings that you might have had coming up for you, or even triggers that you guys can navigate together consciously to be able to create a deeper level of communication and intimacy within your relationship. And so that said, just so many insights from this, but it's really about doing the work and creating that change, because all too often in a relationship, part of the reason that relationships can be so challenging is because people always want to say, but no, it's my partner, or it's him, or it's her, which ultimately leaves you stuck because people aren't looking within themselves, which is where the answer is usually located. And that, of course, creates that ongoing pattern and stuckness. All right, so that said, it has been such a pleasure connecting with you, and I look forward to connecting with you on the next episode. I'll see you there. Thank you for listening to Heal Yourself, Change Your Life. I love connecting with you. And if you love the show or you learned something, please be sure to hit the subscribe button and make sure to share it with the people around you. The more you share it, the more we can change our world for the better. Also, I love hearing from you. If you'd like to send me any questions or comments, please visit me at brandygilmore.com/podcast. And if you're currently experiencing physical pain and would like to be a volunteer on the show, you can sign up there as well. Lastly, please remember, if you have any health issues, you won't want to avoid your doctor. Instead, you'll want to continue to work with them and make it your goal to blow their mind with what you are capable of with your mind. Thank you.